What was going on? My boy Boston, man, he been asking me for a minute to do a solo podcast. You know, we're supposed to do like one every month. And so I was like, I never did it. So one day I was sitting there just talking to him again. I'm like, you know what? He talked about his first experience. I could talk about mine. So, let me take y'all back to about seventh grade. Seventh grade, I got sent to boarding school. Yep, I went to boarding school. And yes, I'm black. So most people say they never heard anybody black that been to boarding school. So I went for like 4 years. So while I was at boarding school, I'm thinking when I first get there, you know, saying a lot of these students are like me, you know, just like they're laugh joking. I didn't realize until like very soon after like starting school, getting to know the other students, like these other students like were having like other issues outside of what my issues were. My issues, I just want to cut up, have a good time. And so my mom and dad were like, nope, we ain't about to have that. That seemed to a place to help you focus on talking about education and whatnot. So I'm there at boarding school. Like, you know what I'm saying, seventh grade. Actually, I failed seventh grade, so I'm there for the, you know, I had to repeat seventh grade. So all these students, you know, around me. And so they start having these conversations about sex. So I'm hearing it, and nobody's telling me what sex is. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking like, I hear it, nobody's telling me how to have sex. It's like, yeah, man, that's what we do. We have sex. I'm looking like, oh, we end up like 14, 15. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess this is what we do. So I'm able to escape through boarding school, not have sex. So get home, my junior year of high school, because I went 7th grade to 10th at boarding school. So I get back home to public school. So the first school I goes to is a small school, so I'm there. And you know what I'm saying? I'm still being me, just cutting up, having a good time. So I'm still not fully aware of what sex is. So now you know what I'm saying? I'm still the same dude, like have a good time, doing my thing. I was just naive to sex was a thing. Like you said, you know, people talking about, oh, they have sex. Nobody has shown me what sex was. Like, I ain't never seen no pornography. I ain't never seen like no dirty magazine. So it's just a conversation people are having. I just would not say anything because I didn't know what sex was. So, as we're doing that, like I said, the school, we, you know what I'm saying, we're just chilling, having a good time. You know what I'm saying? I'm at this time, you know, I'm having little girlfriends or whatnot, but still not to the point of like to the point of conversations about sex. So I didn't know. And so, if I finished that school year, but what made that particular school year different, I had a nephew to help raise. So when I got home from school, my little nephew Jason was there. I ain't say every day, but a lot of times to me, saying that sucker was always there. You know what I'm saying? Changing diapers and making milk. You know what I'm saying? Looking like whatever sex is, I don't want none. You know, because I'm still at this point, like I'm 16, 17, and nobody has explained to me what sex is. So I'm saying, so I'm looking like, all right, I'm understanding like this baby came from sex, but since somebody told me how to have sex, what sex is, I just know I don't want to have sex. Because if you have sex, I mean, you have a baby, and Jason is, you know, I love my nephew, sweet, you know, a sweet young man. Right now, I think he's a sophomore in college. I'm proud of him, but back then, see, I was a junior in high school, man. Like dealing with this little boy. You know, he crying. I had to stop doing homework. I had to put him to bed. I was like, nah, whatever sex is, I don't want none. So, my senior year, two schools come together. The small school I was at my junior year joined the bigger school. So, after a while, you know what I'm saying? It don't take long for people to realize who Jordan is. I'm just that guy. You know, I'm all about having fun, being playful, playing sports. So that really propelled me to like being popular. You know what I'm saying? My personality took me around the schools to different groups, you know what I'm saying? So it was like I didn't discriminate who my friend was. And so I had a cousin of mine named Ashley, and she played basketball. So you know what I'm saying? So we was cool. And she was like, "Yo, man, you ain't never had sex?" I was like, "Nah, I ain't never had sex. Like, why? What's up?" She was like, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yeah, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I know I heard of it, but I never did it." She was like, "That's crazy." I said, "Yeah, I guess I didn't know, you know what I'm saying?" So, and this still like is going on through like the whole senior year of high school. Like, she knows it, you know. But I guess, you know, conversations happening, and now people are asking about it, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking like everybody else, like me. I didn't know nobody was getting down. You know, so I'm sitting here chilling, like I'm thinking everybody know what sex is, like I heard of it, like me, but haven't been shown what sex was. So I'm still like I don't know how many students was in this school, and I was cool with pretty much all of them. And like you said, this school was so big, we was ranked as like one of the top 10 biggest schools in South Carolina. So like we had students everywhere. So I'm thinking everybody around here not sexy, you know. I'm thinking everybody know what it is, but it's still nobody's telling me what it is. So first semester happens, all right, second semester happens. So it gets to the point where conversation's still coming up. They're like, "Man, you still a virgin?" You know, so that's when I'm learning what that was. I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, you know," that's when they're telling me, like, "If you never had sex, you're a virgin." I'm like, "All right, cool. All right, well, I guess I'm part of the majority of students, right?" They're like, "Nah, fool, we've been sexing." I'm looking like, "How y'all been sexing? Like, we just, you know what I'm saying, 16, 17, 18. How y'all know what sex is?" I still didn't know how to have sex. Like, I've heard about it. Like, I still haven't seen, like, no pornography, dirty magazines. Like, I'm still like naive, I'm still playful. It was just nothing on my radar. I just didn't know what sex was. So we got invited to Walt Disney World for like senior weekend, you know what I'm saying? All right, cool. My mom, my dad passed away in October, so my mom made sure I went, because like I said, my dad passed my last year in high school. So we're going to senior trip, right? So I'm sitting there, but all right, I'm having a good time. Like, you know, we're down there just cutting up down in Walt Disney World. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause like, you take me, little country boy, that's naive, and like, I just didn't know what everybody was doing. Like I said, of course, I had little crushes on girls, and they had crushes on me, and you know, you kiss them, but I'm thinking like, that was like the cutoff. You know what I'm saying, of what we was able to do. I didn't think we can continue doing more. Now I'm looking like, because nobody has said, "Hey man, this is how you have sex." So we're down in Florida, and then a classmate of mine, I think her name was like Alicia, she calls the hotel room phone. She says, "Hey, what you up to?" I'm like, "Nah, just chilling." You know, everybody was like, some people was on the balcony of the hotel, some people was like down in the parking lot of the hotel. So I was in the room relaxing, chilling. So she comes over. You know, I'm thinking, I don't know what she coming over for. Again, sex is not even on my mind. But apparently, how people would say, you think with your other head, apparently he may have been knowing things that my other brain didn't know. So them two never got on the same page either. So I'm laying there. So she asked me to remove my pants. I'm all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm still not gathering what is about to happen. I'm like, I guess it's about to lay down. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say anything because she didn't say anything. So I'm the type, I don't ask questions. So if you don't tell me what you want me to know, I'm not gonna like ask questions. So I'm not really good at relaying messages, because I'm just gonna tell somebody what you told me. And I'm not gonna ask questions to dig and get deeper into it and all. If you say you're going to the store for eggs, I believe you're going to the store for eggs. I didn't know you had a whole grocery list or you had other stops to make. You just say you're going to the store for eggs and ask me if I want to ride. I say no. I didn't really, you know, I don't come back home 2 hours later. I'm just thinking you went to the store for eggs. Maybe it was like a tr accident. And so you're not saying nothing when you come in. So I don't think to ask much questions. So back to the store. So I'm laying there. And all of a sudden, she climbed on top of me. So I'm looking like, you're obstructing my view watching TV. Like, if you want to talk to me, you can lay next to me. This was on my head. Like, this, no, I'm sorry. This is still going through my head. Because obviously she was on, the other head. So I'm thinking like, all right, cool. Like, what is this? So, get a little tingling feeling. I'm like, it's all right. I really don't know what's going on. So I'm just laying there. And so, like, you know what I'm saying? The sexual arousal is going on. So I'm looking like, oh, this feels pretty cool. So, like, I don't know what's about to happen. Like, I promise you, I had no clue. So I'm sitting there looking like, oh, snap. I feel something. What is this building up? Oh, snap. What is this? So all of a sudden, your boy in there just going off. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm looking like, oh, shoot. So I'm trying to, like, look, I'm trying to figure what's going on. And she looking down at me. You know what I'm saying? She was like, says something to the fact, like, did you really just, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, what am I supposed to be telling you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I supposed to be telling you? So she looked up at me like, this really your first time? I said, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, so we just had sex? She kind of looked at me like, I know dang well this man ain't really thinking like this. And I guess after like a few minutes talking to me, she realized like, this dude didn't even know what sex was. And so, man, yeah, I didn't know that. So I guess I've been neck. Netflix, was it Netflix and chilling before Netflix and chilling? Because I'm thinking she coming over, we can watch a little TV or something. I didn't know she came with the whole intent, to sex me. So, man, yeah, I went through, I was 19, so I went through like teenage years, not even know what sex was till get to Walt Disney World for my sin tripping. Now I experienced sex, not even know what sex was. So, that's my story. And yeah, man, it was, you know what I'm saying? It was different. Like now I'm looking like, oh snap, I just had sex. And so, oh, I get back home from the scene trip. I'm doing something throughout the house. And like I'm about to leave. My mom's in the bathroom. I don't know what she was doing, but the door was open. So I really looked in. I said, Mom, I had sex for the first time. Like, cause I was already told I was about to leave. So I stepped back and I tell her. And she kind of chuckled. She's like, oh, I thought you'd been having sex. And I'm looking like, so people been doing this? And so that's when I got like, in the car with my homeboys, I'm looking like, man, my mama, she tripping. Anybody ain't sexing. As I get in the car with my boys, I'm looking like, yo, y'all boys ever had sex? And these dudes just start laughing at me like, yeah, but we've been doing that. But I'm looking like, well, God dang, you know what I'm saying? Now I know what sex is, and ever since then I kind of been on my on rampage. Not like a bad rampage. Like I'm just out here just sowing my royal oats. But when I got a hang of things and God dang the matter, I understood what I was doing. But yeah, man, it was yeah. I didn't know what sex was until I was 19 and it was over with. So that's my story. How I got down for the first time.